News.
From raising a family to raising almonds, there are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Philadelphia Phillies sent Washington to a sixth straight loss, 6-3. Derek Hill with a grand slam in the seventh. St. Louis won at Yankee Stadium 13-7 over New York. Alec Burleson with three homers. In fact, the Cards as a team hit three in the eighth inning to retake the lead. Pittsburgh was ahead at Milwaukee 4-0 in the fourth. They held on to beat the Brewers 4-3. The Cubs sent the Dodgers to a fourth straight loss, 10-5. Losing starter Justin Robleski, who gave up four homers his last start, allowed four homers in four and a third innings in this one. Toronto won 13-1 at Houston. The Stros left 13 men on base. That snapped Houston's six-game winning streak. Texas committed five errors and lost at home 5-1 to San Francisco. The Rangers have lost six games in a row. Arizona beat San Diego 5-1. Tampa Bay won 13-9 at Colorado. Rays led 7-0 in the third inning. Two homers for Junior Caminero.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us.
Years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Independence Day action report for San Luis Obispo County. Atascadero police investigate disturbance involving gunfire. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On this morning's agenda is a report from the Fireworks Task Force on the outcomes of enforcement strategies implemented this Independence Day. The task force was a collaboration with the County Public Information Office, Sheriff's Office, and County Fire. Flyers and signs were all sent out and posted to make gathering places for fireworks within unincorporated areas known. During enforcement activities, the Sheriff's Office initiated 5 criminal cases, 21 county ordinance violation notices, and seized 69 pounds of fireworks. The estimated total fines with the violations is $21,000. The Sheriff's Office received 1,166 emergency calls during the 24-hour period of July 4th, 258 of which were fireworks-related. The Board of Supervisors will receive and file this information this morning. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. The Atascadero Police Department investigated a call of disturbances involving gunfire on the 9100 block of San Diego Road, August 2nd at about 7:10 p.m. Police learned that 2 adult males had been involved in a physical fight inside the residence. During the fight, one of the men procured a handgun, and 2 shots were fired while in close proximity of another. Both men sustained gunshot wounds and were transported via ambulance to the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. APD says there are no outstanding suspects or threats to the community. Linay Fire in Paso Robles forces residents to evacuate. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A vegetation fire broke out yesterday afternoon near Linay Road and Penman Springs Road. The fire broke out at about 4 p.m. and several buildings in the immediate area were threatened, prompting some evacuation orders. Traffic on Linay Road had been reduced to one lane. At about 4:45 p.m., forward progress of the blaze was stopped, and the fire size was estimated to be 11.7 acres. No injuries or damaged structures were reported. Another fire broke out east of Templeton on Lamplighter Way at about 1:30 p.m. The fire was quickly knocked down to just about 1.5 acres about a half hour later. One tractor driver sustained minor injuries from the fire and was assessed but not transported to a nearby hospital. A Paso Robles man was arrested on Saturday in Santa Maria for allegedly using a tractor to crush a car. Authorities say on Saturday, August 1st, at about 12:03 a.m., deputies responded to a 911 call on the 1700 block of Sinton Road in Santa Maria. They reported a suspect driving a front-loader tractor into an occupied car. Deputies say an adult female passenger was in the vehicle when 38-year-old Levi Gaze from Paso Robles rammed the car with the tractor several times after an argument. The passenger was able to safely exit the vehicle without being seriously injured. Gaze was taken into custody and booked on felony charges of assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism. The City of Paso Robles will evaluate the feasibility of undercrossings at multiple locations on the 46 East. The agenda for tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting has an item to approve an agreement with a consultant to perform a feasibility study, evaluating the cost, benefits, and potential funding needed for the undercrossings. Right now, the city is evaluating conceptual undercrossings at Werrero Creek, Union Road, and Airport Road. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. An undocumented immigrant believed to be from China has been convicted on false imprisonment and weapons charges in San Luis Obispo County. 27-year-old Yingqi Sun was arrested by CHP on May 3rd after law enforcement received a call from his significant other at about 12:32 a.m. She said that he was threatening her while they were camping around Fort Hunter Liggett. Sun then drove around near Templeton that day without a destination and refused to let the woman out of the car. CHP conducted a traffic stop and found him to be in possession of multiple illegal self-made guns and silencers. They also discovered he was not a lawful U.S. citizen. He was arrested and pleaded no contest to his charges. He'll serve 270 days in county jail, followed by 3 years of probation, and his convictions are all deportable defenses. He will serve his full sentence in jail before potentially being deported. He is scheduled to be sentenced on September 15th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Padres 5-1, the Cubs over the Dodgers 10-5, the Giants beat the Rangers 5-1, the Cardinals over the Yankees 13-7. Tonight, the Angels will face the Orioles, the Athletics will go against the Reds, the Giants will face the Rangers, the Dodgers will go against the Cubs, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Cardinals. In California news, the district attorney for Bruno Hills has released more details of the brutal kidnapping and execution that had occurred earlier this week. 66-year-old Jung Kwon Bo of Irvine has been charged with helping orchestrate the kidnapping and killing of 60-year-old Shakur Akribar. Jung Kwon's brother was the one who killed Akribar during the incident. Investigators say the suspects and the victim were involved in a deteriorating business relationship, possibly tied to financial losses or company decisions. A 55-year-old woman drowned after being bitten by a shark near Monterey, California, a recent autopsy report shows. The incident occurred on December 21st. Erica Fox was bitten by a shark, which broke her pelvis and severed a major artery, leading to her drowning at sea. Her body was found washed up on a beach northwest of Santa Cruz later. A federal judge on Monday opted to impose no restrictions for a massive California water conveyance system, determining environmental groups failed to show how the Central Valley Project failed to comply with the Endangered Species Act. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Drone technology for a long time has found its place in a precision spraying program, allowing farmers to save costs and spray less. But Arthur Erickson, CEO of Helio, says the real opportunity isn't just what drones already do today, but instead using them as a platform for the next generation of ag technologies.
We're seeing in some studies 10 to 20% yield loss just from literally running over your crop if you have to go mid or late season with the traditional equipment, not to mention similar numbers over time, especially for soil compaction. That being said, like right now, drones are a really good answer for a lot of problems. For now, I think drones are the biggest bang for our buck in terms of robotics deployed on farm field right now. Like we're not even married to the concept of spraying like a liquid or a solid chemical onto the crop, right? So that's, again, something that is effective that people do right now. The drone is a platform technology. You can do that with the drones. But if there are CO2 lasers that are more cost effective and more effective in general, then there's no reason why you couldn't put that onto a Helio developed drone or UGV or whatever it is and also achieve, you know, same if not better results. The drones are a platform technology. And the future will tell us what is the most effective thing to couple with these drones.
Learn more about Helio drones at their website, hyl.io.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Funding priorities for the California Specialty Crop Block Grant Program will be one of the key topics discussed during the next meeting of the California State Board of Food and Agriculture. The grant program provides financial support for projects that enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops. The study aims to simplify the reporting requirements for growers while improving the consistency of information collected by the state. By streamlining the reporting process, supporters say it could help reduce the administrative burdens on producers while maintaining strong food safety and environmental standards. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 52, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Thursday, Friday into the weekend, and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Low 90s Thursday, upper 90s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, low 90s on Monday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow and S&P 500 have been trading in record territory. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he's optimistic the U.S. is nearing a deal with Iran. There's a chance of an agreement today or tomorrow to open the Strait of Hormuz. Crude oil prices have turned lower. Job openings mostly held up, declining slightly at the end of June. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey finds 7.35 million openings on the last business day of the month. McDonald's shares are up 1%. Caterpillar shares are 9% higher. It's selling equipment to build AI data centers. Both companies reported better than expected earnings, and both stocks are in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Also, BP's profit more than doubled in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet is now open next to Walmart in Paso Robles, a large showroom, and they carry a variety of furniture, Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas. So stop in and say hi. Ricky's open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center in Paso Robles.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Horse racing and the required betting on the races were big in the Old West. However, on August 2, 1868, all bets were on the rider, not the horse. West, virtually anyone who owned a horse always felt he had the fastest one around. Racing horses from here to there was the number one leisure time activity, next to spending time in saloons, that is. But on August 2, 1868, a very unusual race took place. A group of horsemen were talking about horse flesh and the men that rode them. In the process, an Edward Whipple declared that no man alive had the physical endurance to ride a horse 300 miles in less than 15 hours. Of course, there was someone in the group that took the opposite side, and so a wager was established and a race planned. Neil Morey was selected as the rider. It was decided that Neil would ride around a mile-long track 300 times. He would change horses as often as necessary, but he had to be the sole rider. On the day of the big race, everyone was betting that Neil couldn't do it. at 4:40 in the morning, with 30 additional horses standing by, Neil started around the track at a gallop. At 200 miles, Neil was ahead of schedule, so he decided to take a 20-minute break. As Neil got closer to the 300-mile mark, his endurance started to wane. He had to be helped off and back on the horse. At 6:49 p.m., he passed the 300-mile mark. He made it in 14 hours and 9 minutes. With a smile on his face, he got off the horse and hobbled off to put salve on his sore, chafed legs and seat. I'm sure the sight of his walking away was that of one bow-legged cowboy.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. An undocumented immigrant believed to be from China has been convicted on false imprisonment and weapons charges in San Luis Obispo County. 27-year-old Yingqi Sun was arrested by CHP on May 3rd during a traffic stop, holding his significant other in his car and refusing to let her leave. Police found illegal guns and ammunition during a search of his vehicle, and he was arrested. Following his time in jail, his convictions are all possible deportable offenses. A Paso Robles man was arrested in Santa Maria. Authorities say on Saturday, August 1st, at about 12:03 a.m., deputies responded to a 911 call on the 1700 block of Sinton Road. 38-year-old Levi Gaze of Paso Robles was allegedly ramming a car with a tractor several times after an argument with the female passenger. The passenger was able to exit the vehicle without being injured, and Gaze was taken into custody. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Tough talk from President Trump.
I want to give him every last chance before decapitation.
Warning Iran to start negotiations.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. may have a deal with Iran tomorrow to open the Strait of Hormuz. Tehran denies it is in negotiations with the U.S., but does say it is talking with Oman about moving ships through the strait. 7 vessels crossed today. 9 have made successful crossings yesterday.
Lauren Simonetti of the Fox Business Network. Democrats in Michigan at the polls choose between socialist Abdul El Sayed and establishment Congresswoman Hillary Stevens to face Republican Mike Rogers for the November opening for the U.S. Senate seat out of Michigan. An interim attorney general Todd Blanche could move one step closer to confirmation vote by the full Senate. America's listening to Fox News.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet. Locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window master. Sunny and cooler today with highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s, and we'll be in the low 90s again on Wednesday. Maybe the mid-90s on Thursday, mid to upper 90s on Friday and Saturday, mid-90s Sunday, low 90s Monday, upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down we go. 6:14 a.m., 8:05 p.m., and we are at 66 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the absolutely beautiful doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry has the next few weeks off. Eric has been tied up and very, very busy, so I've got some specials. And one has to do with a horrendous part of American history that happened in the summer of 69, and that would be Charles Manson and the rest. So that's the first part. Second part, 1990s, and it talks about the transition of what's referred to as growing up normal in the United States before technology started to get a stranglehold on the generations, particularly, obviously, the young generation, because they were growing up with it, starting with some pretty sophisticated toys and so forth, and it's led to where we are now. So it talks about the change and so forth, and some things you may not remember. It's kind of fun to listen to. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. All right, you know that we're set and ready to go with this thing called freedom of speech. Of speech, not from speech. So it's brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. All you got to do is call them at 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL as we are on the backstretch headed for home.
Some folks like the winter time when the snow's on the ground. Some folks like the autumn when leaves come tumbling down. Some folks like peace and quiet. I love honky tonk songs.
Okay, right to the phone line we go. Good morning.
Good morning. So I have a little information on the senior center, and and because there's a lot of misinformation going around out there. But if people would go to where the decision was made, was if you go to the city website and you go to the June 16th city council meeting, under number 6 on the consent calendar, it talks about the senior center transition, and it gives you a staff report. And the good thing about the staff report is that it's very concise, shall we say, and tells you exactly what went on. But in encapsulated, what went on was the city used to have it. They turned it over to a company called SVS, Senior Volunteer Services. They became unable to sustain those services, so they put it out for request for proposal, and Capslo was the only one who responded to the request for services. So Capslo got the bid, and they they got the contract, and that's how it wound up in the hands of Capslo. And my only objection to any of this is that the city didn't take it on. And what I'm told is that the city was overwhelmed with what they could handle, and this was not something they could handle. Plus, they were going to have to take on 2 employees, possibly the people who were already there, and now put them on the city payroll, which means, you know, benefits and all of that kind of thing. And that really is not something they wanted to do. So they let Capslo have the contract, and so it's sort of done, and there's nothing to be done about it. My objection is that at no time were people aware that this was going to happen, and particularly because this went on to the consent calendar rather than never at a city council meeting was it on the agenda for discussion, where they would have taken people's input. That didn't happen, and shame on them for not doing that and at least giving people a voice.
Okay, so do we know why the senior volunteer services, what they say when they mention unable to sustain services?
My guess is it's money.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, but when an entity says they were unable to sustain services, they either didn't have the personnel or they didn't have the money or, you know, they didn't have the will anymore. But no matter what, they turned it back over to the city and the city had to do something with it.
Okay. You know, as I said, look, if somebody doesn't want to handle or deal or whatever, you don't want them handling it, so that
right.
shouldn't be an issue. So they made an, at least what you said, an honest attempt to get some other people that may want to do it, and only one responded. So
yes.
Again, so what's the city supposed to do? They maybe they just could have said, you know what, we're just going to close the damn thing down.
And they certainly could have, and that senior center, you know, gets lots of accolades, and it's been there since 2002, and the people obviously don't want it to go away, but you're right. What were they to do? It either came to the place where the city had to take it over, including the, you know, $250,000 a year that it was going to cost them to run it and take on a couple of employees that go on the city payroll, or they had to give it to somebody else. I don't know that much about Capslo. You hear good things, you hear bad things. Everybody says, well, it's a government agency, and, you know, you really don't want that. Well, what do you think the city is? You know, so stuff is just going to happen, and you know, I have no feeling, no thoughts whatsoever about Mickey being, you know, let go at all, and Elaine being retained. I have no thoughts about that because I'm just not familiar enough with them to make a judgment on that. But obviously, Capslo wanted their own personnel in there, and that's what they got.
Well, okay, I'm looking at a quote here from this Ramos lady, whatever she does. She says, we're going to basically just keep things as they are now. They're great. There's great stuff happening, and they don't want to disrupt anything that's happening. One is, companies need to be a little bit smarter in how they say, basically things aren't going to change. Of course they're going to change.
Of course.
I mean, again, especially for seniors, if you think that's not true, then you haven't learned much in life. They're going to come in, they're going to evaluate it, and things will change. That's just inevitable anytime you take over something.
Well, and they have, part of the cost, if you look at when you go to that staff report, it's 4 pages of information telling you, what happened, how they got there, why they did what they did. And then you scroll down and you see what the financial impact is. And it wasn't going to cost the city any more to take it over than it did Capslow. But again, the city then had to hire a couple of employees. And one of the things that's in the financial aspect of it is startup. Of course there's startup. When what I was told yesterday or a couple of days ago was that part of the startup costs is that Capslow, of course, will be bringing in their own computers and their own software, and all of that. So there's lots of things that are going to change, but it doesn't mean that it's necessarily for the worst. It's just that people right now are just upset that there's change. And and as an elderly person, I can tell you, we don't like change all that much. We don't take well to it. But get over it, because it's happening.
Well, the other point that I would make is be thankful for what you have.
Yes.
Now, one of the things, when you mention about them taking on Mickey and maybe somebody else's salary, I do have to go to, okay, we've had this city of Paso Robles for over 12 years spend millions of dollars on a lawsuit that they gave up on regarding the water, suing their own citizens.
Right.
We've had a city council that has allowed nonsense to go on that to the tune of you're having to pay for one of your councilman's attorney fees. You paid a city manager over $200,000. You wasted over $75,000 a year on a couple of cops for the parking. So when you look at all the total money this city council has wasted, boy, couldn't that have been some money to keep a couple of people who have dedicated quite a few years to working there?
Well, the head of the community services, okay, community services director is Angelica Fortin. And she's the first one I went to before I posted anything on the internet. And so we had a conversation about that. And, me with my snarky comments, I said exactly that to her. With all the millions of dollars that we have spent on crap in this city, we couldn't figure out how to hire a couple of people and keep it going the way it was. Well, that's not her decision. That's the council's decision or the city manager's decision or all of those. And again, I'll go back to my objection. Why did the city, and I said this to her, why do you guys think that because you know something that it's over and done with, that you have no obligation to tell the people of this city what's going on and give them the opportunity for feedback? Shame on you people for handling it that way.
Well, apparently the city council doesn't know that a pretty significant percentage of the population in this city are seniors.
They do know that. And you're talking about 6,600 people over the age of 65. That is a significant vote. So you keep doing what you're doing, council, doing what you're doing, the way you're doing it, and you'll have a lot of angry people. They're not just citizens either. There are other people who make use of that senior center, go to the events at the senior center, and they're not going to like the changes. But it's only going to take a while, and hopefully Capslo is smart enough to not come in banging the drum, that they come in and do their best to, you know, keep things
They may make it better.
Well, they could, and it's just a matter of time to see if people boycott, and I've heard this, if people boycott the center because it's changing, well, then they lose on that.
Right, because are they going to now have to pay more for whatever, you know, yoga or whatever classes that they're taking at a pretty discounted price, and what are they going to do, just stop doing everything altogether because they're going to fold their arms and say, I'm mad as hell?
Yeah, exactly. And so it all makes no sense, but I understand that people have a right to their feelings and their expressions, and just but at some point or another it's done. Yep. Every time somebody posts something on the internet, I say, stop it. It's done. Contracts are signed. It's done.
Mhm. All right. Well, so thank you so much for the update.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, good morning. Well, try it again. Go ahead. You're on the air. All righty. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, the cost for Capslo and the cost for continuing having the senior center continue the way that it was actually... Capslo was just a tiny bit more to operate, and the senior center was running very well. It was functioning. It had some enthusiastic staff that were really, really working there, and there was a meeting yesterday, and then during the turnout, there was a tremendous amount of people that were there, and all of them pretty much had the same thing to say, in that Capslo took it over, they kept everybody kind of in the dark as to what they were going to do, and they didn't even, basically kind of didn't even allow the people that were working there an opportunity to really be a part or take an opportunity to stay on. So, if this is the way conducts business...
Well, I have a question.
All right.
Do you know that if Capslo interviewed any of the people that were working there?
Well, I heard that there was some bogus interview. I heard it wasn't really much of an interview, that they pretty much had the people that they wanted.
Okay, so the answer is yes, they interviewed people, and according to you, it was bogus.
Well, it wasn't done... There was no input by anybody part of that. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm assuming that most of these meetings are private between whoever the head of Capslo or whoever handles this and the person themselves. What I'm getting at is if they had the meeting and they call an employee in and they ask a few questions or that, there's some feedback back and forth, and then mm-hmm. there's a decision made saying, well, I don't think this person is going to be able to do what we want them to do, or they don't want to do it, or all kinds of things, because we don't know what happened behind closed doors. Now, if anybody, like I said earlier, if anybody thought there was no changes coming, they haven't learned much in life.
No, I understand that. And I understand that as a new organization going to come in, they're going to want people that they have, that they trust, that they feel are going to be able to do what their requirements are. And I understand that. And we all do understand that. But what the part that I think upset most of us was the manner in which it was done. Now, you said, they had interviews. Well,
I didn't say that. I asked if they had them.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, they did have them, but they were kind of hokey. And that was definitely mentioned by the people that were interviewed.
I have to ask you, were you there? How do you know they were hokey?
Because I talked to the person that was interviewed, two of the people that were interviewed, and they were not even, they didn't even know that the job was going to be available for interviews until they inquired about it. So, yeah, they inquired about it, and then they allowed them to be interviewed. So, I don't know. That sounds kind of strange to me.
Not to me.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, again, from everything I've heard, because you know I've interviewed Mickey. She's just a spark plug. Doris, the same, like them. My wife takes some classes out there. She loves it. So we'll see. And again, maybe things will be better.
No, I agree. I'm hoping that they are. Now, you know, and I know that there's no way that Mickey's going to be reestablished back into that, back into Capslow, because Cap, from what the attendance was at the meeting, I'm sure they don't want anything like that to reoccur. And the reason why that happened was because of Mickey, because of the support and what she's done such a great job. So I'm sure they just want to wash their hands of the whole thing and start fresh. And I'm hoping that they do a good job. That's all.
Yeah, no, that's what you hope for. Because if these people were the only ones that were willing to come in and pick up the slack, so to speak, then be thankful, because if nobody was going to take this over, what would have happened to the senior center?
Well, that's one option that probably would have occurred, but I do believe that the city council washed their hands of this because it looked like it was going to be work. It really looked like it was going to be work.
Well, okay.
And,
They handed it over to the that SVS thing, you know, several years before. So they are already trying to wash their hands of it.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, there's a lot of things that the seniors do. There are a lot of, you know, they've participated for a lot of years, and to kind of kick them to the curb during the twilights of their life, I think it's not really. Something that I expected from the city council, but that's what they did.
How are they kicking him to the curb if they're just...
Well, because they had an opportunity to take it over, and at
the same
cost... I know they don't, because it's work. And as you know, most of the people... Yeah, they don't. As you know, most of the people from the city council are slugs anyway. So, you know, they'll go to all these meetings out of the county and, you know, hey, I did this, I did that, and they pat themselves on the back. But look at our community. Okay, I'll leave it at that. I don't want to start on that.
Well, I'm just, if the city turned it over to the SVS several years ago, why wasn't that an issue then? The city doesn't want to deal with it, and thank goodness... They said, you know, we really don't want to have to do this for whatever reasons they would come up with.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I think they kept the same employees when they took it over last time, because Mickey was working there when that organization was in charge. So they didn't really make a basic major change like they're doing right now. And with change comes, you know, obstacles, and now we're observing those obstacles. But guess what?
Well, maybe they're not obstacles. It just maybe you have to get used to a little something. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, as the previous caller stated, particularly people older, they don't like change. So, does change necessarily mean it's the end of the world?
Oh no, I don't think it's the end of the world, but it definitely isn't what we had, and we're hoping that
it will continue. The takeover just started on August 1st, so we'll see. And keep me posted. I appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. Bye.
All right. Bye. Chris, does this remind you of the survey we did yesterday on grocery stores?
What, a lot of opinions?
The change.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On this morning's agenda is a report from the Fireworks Task Force on the outcomes of enforcement this Independence Day. The Sheriff's Office initiated 5 criminal cases, 21 county ordinance violation notices, and seized 69 pounds of fireworks. Vegetation fire broke out yesterday afternoon near Lenny Road and Penman Springs Road at about 4 p.m. with several buildings in the immediate area threatened, prompting some evacuation orders. Traffic on Lenny Road had been reduced to one lane in forward progress. The blaze was stopped at about 11.7 acres. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it is, Barry's on his summer sabbatical, Eric's all tied up and busy and so forth, so I've got the summer of 69 with the horrific Charles Manson, and then the 90s, the transition that where we are now from the beginning of a lot of technology into where we are today. So reliving the 90s a little bit, some memories for you. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
To talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.